alert nest. Yahoo! Well, we probably have to. Oh, yeah. Get one of those memory foam mattresses. Oh, my gosh, Lena. Those are pretty nice. Oh. Especially in the wintertime, you know, because they kind of retain heat a little bit. They're not so good in the summer. And we'll put a little window in the door. That way, it won't just be completely dark all the time. What? Oh, well, just cut out a hole and stick a window in it. Sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but that's the way it is. I love you. Do you not? She doesn't mean to be rude. She's just always kind of questioning it and questioning this and questioning that. Because that's what she does. She questions everything. It's Lisa, the little, what do you call Gandalf, Stormcrow. Little Stormcrow. She'll just tell you all the, you know. That's why when Lisa says, you're not very optimistic, and you go, Lisa, I'm a lot more optimistic than you are. I'm always dreaming something and saying, I can do this. And Lisa poo-poos it. And sometimes I listen to her. But it's like, if I listened to everything Lisa said, I'd never do anything. Because she would always say, but what about this? And what about that? It's going to be worse than anything. So therefore, don't do it. And it's like, my gosh. What on earth did I bargain for in this? I love Lisa Jane, but she's a little storm crow. Ah, not going to work. It's like, oh, my soul. It's going to work.
You know what? I still haven't brushed my teeth. I should go do that.
Lisa Jane, you should. Uh-oh, President Trump to visit Kenosha, Wisconsin. Actually, that's old. Oh, my gosh. This thing needs a good updating. Brushing her teeth. Matt's got to get himself pulled together. We can stay out here where it's cool. And pleasant. Well, you can open the front door, too. Oh, that's right. Oh. Hey there. Sleep okay? How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah?
I'm ready to go back to work, though.
Yeah? Funny thing about it, huh?
It's a week-long vacation. Too long.
Yeah, it gets tricky. I've taken 2 week vacations and yeah. I'm not a great fan of them. So what I'm doing is slowly transitioning into a different sort of a thing that it's just like I'll just keep doing this forever and I'll feel okay. You know? So I still gotta paint my door. I got the paint for it. I should do it before it gets too cold. Like I did the front one. You know. But I'm gonna have to get a big piece of paper or something. Well, because I can't very well take the thing down. You gotta paint this one in place. I took down the other one because I was replacing the entire door. So while the thing was torn out, I repainted the door someplace else. But I can't do that on this side. So I need to do that because it looks crappy. It's Matt. He's ready. He's ready.
Yeah.
Well, no, if things get too boring, me and Brennan can just go over to Amarillo this weekend and go get that trailer.
I'm planning on leaving Saturday.
You're going to leave Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would appreciate it if you asked me to actually got the job, because you never know what's going to happen.
What? No, this is
times.
No, this is for, but this will work just as well for the Portales run too. I got an overnight in Portales too, you know.
Okay.
Yeah? Everything I'm doing is equally applicable to when Portales finally pulls itself back together again as well.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude. Let's go! Brent is planning on taking off tomorrow, Lee. Yeah, she's bored.
No, well, I want to get bored.
No, she's not bored. Sorry.
I want to get back before Sunday. Although now that I think about it, I can't go to church there yet because they want everyone to do it. It's really important.
What?
I don't wanna.
You're in the States. It's not like you're going. I don't understand why they, what their arbitrary boundaries are. What if you travel more than 100 miles away? You're a bad person now. Been exposed to all of us polluted people. I understand that. I'm very polluted.
I don't want to drive 4 hours
on Sunday or try and wake up early on Monday.
All right.
So we just go.
Oh, who are we to keep you away from it?
It's been chilly this morning.
Yeah. You do what you want and need to do, Rupert. We love you. It's been fun to have you here. Yeah. Although you've probably required.
I'm annoyed not to, you know, cooking the door off and cooking and having somebody else cook and having what we
want. Doesn't sound much like a vacation, does it? For her, it is. For Mom, which is great. Mom likes vacations.
I know.
Hey, it's a big deal for her. So, if you need to go ahead and haul back, let's go for it.
Did you need to watch Kelly's
Not really.
All
right. Good.
I haven't done anything. It's all very lazy.
Good. Yeah, that's probably what's getting to you. Yeah. It's like, I can't be this lazy this long. It's just not right. Yeah. I understand that. It's the puppies. Oh, dog, dog, dog. Oh, you don't want it. There you go. Take it easy. Yeah. Everything's fine. You're good. Well, before you go, I want to put gas in your vehicle. Because I love you.
And maybe before you go, maybe your dad can make your father's
house. Oh. That could do. Seely, that rusted out piece of crap right there, that's a utility trailer. Now that one is a little bigger and a little heavier because it's got four wheels. The one I'm going to get is only going to have two. Yeah, because they've been ignoring it for a long time. But yeah, that's almost exactly what I'm getting, except it's new. And it's in better shape and it's got a door in the side along with a door in the back. Oh, well, these guys water their thing religiously, and they've got a little dog that just sits at the door and barks and barks and barks and barks and barks and barks and barks. It must give them joy. I don't want to kill them long ago. Drove out about 100 miles out in the middle of nowhere and just thrown them out and took off. And let the coyotes get him. You always hear those wonderful stories, right? A dog that goes like 1,000 miles and finds its own family. And they never tell you the other half of the story, which was they dumped off the dog and left and went 1,000 miles away to get out and get rid of the dog. Very rare that people just forget their dogs if they like.
I heard one about a dog that got abandoned. And the dog went and found its owner just right
there. Oh, you want to come, huh? Go away. Is he coming? Anyway. Yeah, we go get a utility trailer. Is it coming? Oh. It's about football size. Perfect, man. Good for just kicking and launching. Just, woo! And we'll come back for more, because dogs are kind of programmed that way. Poor little fellas. Nothing worse than a dog that nobody wants. So yeah. Gonna have to make some modifications, of course. Everybody always needs modifications made. Yeah. But Matt's been absolutely buggy about having his own place, but it wouldn't happen for 5 years or so. Because I'd be taking the thing. But you know.
Matt wants someplace to come.
You think? I don't know. Yes, I know. That's a point in favor of the solar and all that good stuff. You gotta put some insulation in it. And, oh, just a whole bunch of fun stuff. Yeah? And ooh, one of those good ceiling fans. Oh yeah. See? See? Storm crows. I know she has a point, but still. I love you, Lee. Fine, I'll put a blower on the side. There you go. Lisa, I love you. Hope I'm not making you mad by just saying, good golly, that Lisa Jean. Lisa, I'm not going to die. I haven't died yet. Well, that's most likely. Well, if it gets that... No, see, I wouldn't do it. I'd put in a regular fan. Because it's not a very big spot. Anyway. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, pardon me. Do-do-do-do-do. Oh. Tasty. Wonderful, wonderful. Love them graspers. Oh my goodness, that's a trail. They're pretty serious. Yeah. I never knew ants that weren't serious. Da 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 da
Smoky, foggy,
something
dirty.
Yeah, putting fires in California.
Probably
blowing up here.
One's in Colorado.
Oh yeah, but it wouldn't blow this way. No, I don't think. Although feels like the wind's kind of coming from the northeast a little bit.
Yeah, yesterday it was.
Well, there it is. Maybe it is those Colorado fires. Anyway, yeah. Oh, we're gonna have so much fun, man. Yeah, we gotta make it nice for Mom, so Mom can come visit me on some weekends when she just wants to get away from the boys. Comfortable place to sleep. I do not know.
Oh my gosh.
They keep on going?
Yeah.
Is there a little hole over there? Are they gone?
Right,
what?
There's a hole right there.
Oh my gosh. And they go all the way across just to get over here to where all the fun stuff is.
It's working. How you waited for me.
I love you, Lisa Jane. I want you to know that. You're number one. I might be just painfully bored, but I'll wait for you. I'll bring little things to entertain myself because I know I'm going to be here mostly. You know, as long as you don't become like that Zoer fella and, you know, trying to make our lives miserable. Yeah, are you? Well, that's nice of you. Yeah? Oh.
He just looks more serene than Thor.
I think he always is. Good morning. Hey, Matt.
Well,
how you feeling? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, I had to give him, I had to prompt him a little. I could have said, do you feel terrible? And he might have said yes, who knows. Matt's just living the life, baby, living the life. And the great part is, he gets to go back and do his job, which he likes. That was his main reason for getting the coronavirus to go away. So he can get back to his job. Now that his job's going to be back, it's like, well, now. For a 3-day weekend. Oh, you know what? That probably means that Justin's going to say at about noon, you know what, if there's nothing really pressing, you guys don't have to hang around looking for stuff to do. He often does that. Well, Clark kind of goes for that too. I think Clark's on vacation already. Well, sorta. That's mostly sick leave, though. Now he's on vacation. Instead of just hanging out around doctors and hospitals. That's no fun, I'm sorry.
Oh, did your daughter have that surgery?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's got her prosthesis there. I think doing all the PT for it. Teach her brain how to run backwards for that foot. That's now her knee. It's a rough thing, I tell you. I'll begin to know what to do about that. So, it just wells up gratitude on my part that I don't have to put up with those kinds of things. But I also feel kind of bad for them because they're having to face it. You know, and you worry that it's these kinds of things when those guys say, oh, you've got $1 million lifetime maximum. You know? But you have to have health insurance anyway, now. Because back in the past, when your family reached the, you know, when something really bad happened and you broke the $1 million mark, and it's like, it's over. You'll never have medical coverage ever again. But yet but now it's kind of the socialistic thing. Oh, but you still contribute just as much to the system, even though it will never do anything for you ever again. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what? And you go, yeah. And you go, wait a minute. Can I just change providers then? He says, no, they all talk to each other. Says I know it's. Says it's absolutely stunning to think that all these guys are in such competition with each other and hating each other, but they all are quite in collusion about some things, and that's one of them. You know, the wonderful human interest stories. But I'm sure Clark, I think all Clark has to do is upgrade to the most expensive insurance that they have, and you lose lifetime cap then. You can use it as much as you need to. I'm sorry, what?
Just through the big church bell at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
The
is that the Catholic Church bell? Is that what, whatever it's just called? I forget what it's called. Oh, not out much. Boy, I was in Portales just as the noon Wednesday horn went off.
Yeah,
oh my gosh! Yeah, well, I don't know how really good the. I mean, people used to set their watches by that.
I know.
I doubt it's very accurate these days, but yeah. So yeah, no, I don't think Clark is screwed, but yeah, he's going to have to get more expensive insurance from here on out. If he expects to get anything out of it. And you have to, right? Welcome to Obamacare. You have no choice. And that's one of socialism's favorite games. You have to participate in something. If you really want to be a jerk about it, you can just say, well, I'm not going to use it. And you go, oh, that's fine. The socialists love that. We'll charge you just as much and you'll never use it. Perfect. And you go, well, then that's not much of a thing. And you go, yep, this is. Once they have you, they have you. And there's nothing you can do. And I think, well, you know what? I'm not sure how the Lord feels about it. On one level, I think he just shrugs and goes, that's the way you guys put it together. I'm not going to interfere particularly. But no, the other side of him, which is, I gave you liberty. What are you doing with it? And you go, well, the wonderful Gantt and robbers have stolen liberty away from everybody, and they lock you up if you don't comply. And they want to make it just so it comes right off the top. They don't have to do enforcement particularly. All you do is you say who you take care of. Everybody has to be taken care of by somebody. Everybody has to make the contribution. And once that's set up, they don't care. They're just taking all your money. Communists just make it so that there really is no money anymore. They give you little food vouchers to go take to a place that doesn't have any food. You trade food vouchers for cigarettes because that's a very important thing to have in every feature of every culture, is to make sure that you have a very expensive vice that forces you into more submission. That's important. It's like the states like California, which are very against vaping, you know, because they go, we already set up our system, you know, our healthcare system depends on a certain proportion of our people smoking cigarettes. You know, we've told them how bad they are. Well, when they switched to vaping, we didn't have a system to tax that, and we didn't choose to regulate it. So now they've practically made vaping illegal. They've come out with a smokeless tobacco product. They've destroyed the vaping industry. It's either illegal or been shut down everywhere. Uh, But since it's got tobacco in it, they can tax it. And they're happy as little clams. We can tell the little kitties here, if you want to do tobacco, here's the product for you. You know, it's just as nicotine laden as anything else is. And you go, public health's a funny creature. It decides what it thinks is really, really important. And then it's screwed around with otherwise. It says, trust me, you're gonna get to keep all of your favorite vices, even if they're very harmful to you. And public health will slap a sticker on it and tell you it's safer. And you go, yeah, I guess it's safer than burning tobacco. What was it called? The IQOS. Which stands for, I think, I quit smoking or something. You know, it's supposed to make you feel good. And you go, dude, it's just another form. It's like the old, it's like dip. You don't smoke that. You take the nicotine and the crap straight in. Anyway, so I think it's funny. So yeah, good old socialism. And you get people that everybody does things in the black market. It's all illegal. That means at any given time, everybody can be rounded up. Everybody can be thrown in jail. And they can just say, you bought something in the black market. And they go, do you have any evidence? I go, I don't need evidence. I know you did it. Everybody does it. We just decided, you know, you were getting too cocky, or you were talking too much. You weren't behaving the way that we want people to behave. Therefore, we brought you in. And we have this trumped up charge.
Boy, they have it.
Yeah? Yahoo! Down we go. So, yeah. And people get so busy trying to work their way around socialistic systems. It's like people who get welfare, they can get real jabby because it takes a little bit of work to work through the system. It also, if you want to get some extra stuff, which they do offer on purpose, if you're willing to jump through a few more hoops doing that, they almost feel like it's a job. And so when something gets screwed up in the system, they don't get as much as they thought they should. Well, they think they should get more.
Yeah.
They get just as weird as people who are in like unions and work really hard. They behave exactly the same way. And it's like, you know, and you go, yeah, there is a certain amount of effort in learning the system, learning how to work it best to your best effect, you know, warping your family to get maximum benefits. I had another kid because I know it would get me more benefits, so I did that, yeah. I divorced my husband, even though I live with him. He has to leave at certain times so that they don't catch us pulling this stunt. You know, I went from being a poor woman with no prospects to being a sugar mama. I have 5 or 6 guys. As long as I can handle the drunkenness, the drug problems, the physical and psychological abuse, I can have all the men I want. You know, and I have some, and I have quite a bit of power over them. I can make them leave. I can decide when they come. I can decide when we're going to have sex and when we're not going to have sex. I try to say that this is incentive to get off of welfare. They almost give you a you know, you must be a lunatic look. You know, because it's like, what? She's worked so hard to figure out how to work the system. Every couple of years when they go in and they try to change things around to try to close up some of the loopholes that you hold so dear, you've got to learn a whole nother way of screwing around with it. None of these things are written down. You can't go to some wonderful website that'll teach you how to do it. The thing just doesn't exist. I don't know why, it just doesn't. Mostly because they don't want the information to be spread too much, because then, you know, the loopholes get closed up even faster. And yeah, it's kind of this whole little game that's played between welfare services and people. You know, I'll tell you how to get the most benefits. I'll tell you how to do this and how to do that. Or, sitting there in the office and some lady sneaks over and she goes, how much money do you get? You go, I get about three times that much. And you go, how do you do that? And you go, well, you say this, you do this and this. You do the, you know, you make application for that, and you make application for this. It says, and these are the things that the welfare office won't tell you. Oh. It says, but don't spread it around, because if you do, too many people take advantage of it, and they'll start to figure out too many people that were never intended to take advantage of it are taking advantage of it. You're not supposed to be able to become one of those people. You're supposed to be one of those people, and then they help you. So, it's like the whole thing. I have more kids and I get more money. That's why it was always funny when, you know, I went to the home economics school, and one of the big things that they do there, one of the social engineering things, which is a lot of what home ec is now, was doing all the calculations to total up how expensive children are, right? Over the whole thing. And you know, the whole thing was to tell you how expensive they were, and the whole point was to convince you not to have any children, right? Which is exactly what Baby Think It Over and everything else was. Just little social engineering tricks. And do they work? So they work fantastically. Look, most of our kids want nothing to do with children. They don't like them. They all hate their parents. And they certainly don't want to be parents, because it's not hard to make that little logic leap. I hate my parents. Why would I want to go through the pain of being a parent just to have my kids hate me as much as I hate my parents? Oh. You go, oh. It's really the first thing that people figure out that God does that doesn't make any fiscal sense is having children. Because it doesn't. It doesn't make a lick of fiscal sense. They said, but because I'm at a school, I can't tell you anything about this. Sort of. I'm not supposed to. If I do, I'll get into some trouble. But who cares? It's true. God will take care of you. Good things will happen to you. Wow. And yeah, it's like the whole welfare thing. You know, a good proportion of the kids at school that you knew were on welfare. And it's like, wait a minute. I mean, they don't have really fantastic clothes, although a lot of them do. It's just, they have this, they have that. You know, the school here was so weird when the COVID thing came down about their great responsibility to feed all these kids. And you're going, it's hilarious. They would drive over to the school to get the lunches right.
Yeah.
You would tell them how many kids you had. You could be lying. Who knows? Do they really have a decent way of making this known? I don't know. Probably not. It says, and they come in nice vehicles like that. And you're going, what? It says, you know how many lunches you could make out of the price of that vehicle? That's just amazing. And it is. It's like, you know, people so invested in the system and how it works and how to work it, how to make it work for you, that it just doesn't occur to them. I've got to have this nice truck so I can go back and forth to my minimum wage job. Which I have to have to qualify for the better benefits. If I don't have a job, well, I don't get quite as much. So that means a truck and all the money you have to pour into it and the fact that it's going to be your biggest bill every month except for your cell phone bill, which is usually in the thousands, that you never pay. This is they. And you're going, but they can't even think of another way of being. And it's like, yep, that's right, you got it. And how they do that, having six kids, and you go, it has something to do with the fact that once your kids get up to a certain age, to a certain extent, they can take care of a lot of their own needs. Now, if culture doesn't allow that, oh my gosh, no. You can't let them do that. It says, but they still can. It says, and poor kids do it all the time. You know, and they'll do what has to be done. Are all my kids sex slaves? Yes. You go, it keeps food on the table. And it's the only thing that we're allowed, that we can do that really works, or something like that, you know. Something akin to that. Why is there such a drug undercurrent trade? And you go, because that's the only thing that poor people can do to scrape up money quickly when they absolutely have to have it. And the sad part is, some of them try to do it on Facebook. Not selling drugs, but, you know, I'm going to start a fundraiser. I need this thing for my family. We're poor. We can't afford it. We'll take donations. And then they're so upset because they go, some dude was saying he's going to create this doodad, and he sold it before it even existed, and he made $2 or $3 million. I can do that. Isn't my plight better than his? And you go, his isn't a plight. It's giving people what they want. It's different. But you know what? The work on the Dumas house goes on. He's doing it. I don't know how much debt he's going to. It's like, okay. Yeah, well, he'll try. More likely than not, in a year or so, he'll have a house to move back into.
I think it's hilarious that Andy thinks that just because the missionaries are helping him, that they might darken the door of the church.
Yes, and you're going, no.
Nope.
He says, that's not going to happen. He says, now the missionaries will be blessed heavily. He says, that's great. I feel a little bad. I should go over and put some labor in. You know, I've got time. Of course, I am concerned that he's going to do all this work and then he's going to try to get his electric hooked back up and they're going to say no. Although in New Mexico, they're pretty good. So there's every chance that if he did it basically right, he'll get it on. And you go, good for him. Man, stinking-tastic, man. Because for all the rules and regs, you know, people are pretty nice. Fanny goes to whenever she has to get flown out to some exotic hospital. I think that's just taken care of. Yeah, and you go, no. It says, are we gonna ever see them darken the door of the church? No. They're only going to darken the door of the church when the food stamps run out and they just don't have any money. And yeah, it says you shouldn't think that it's ever going to change their behavior any. It says there's no need. Just like I said about everything else. They give you that, are you mental look? They figured out the system. They're not going to give that up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you're going, yeah, because they have absolutely no intention of changing their life. They know that things are just going to come together anyway, because they always do. That's the way this universe works. And you go, yeah. And you go, is that a problem? And you go, no. Is it a sin? I go, not really. Yeah. Trying to think. Well, anyway, figure that out later. yeah, it just ends up kind of being when's a good time to go over to Amarillo and get this stuff. Haul it back. Gotta put a ball on the back of the vehicle and then I can haul it back. So I'll probably buy the little adapter for the lights to hook up back there. At least. That'll at least give me some wires. If I even have to just hardwire it, I'll just hardwire it for a little bit. Anyway. Yeah, well, those memory foam beds, oh my gosh. Lisa will want to come visit me. Or she'll want to sneak out here. One or the other. And the pumpkins. Hey, Matt. Okay. Kellyanne Conway, more undercover Trump voters will turn out at the polls this year than in 2016. I think that's true. Those guys say, we're going to have them. We've got them in the polling. And you're going to say, boy.